when it comes to Christmas shopping for the kids, you can, of course, get the hot toy of the moment or clothes that they're going to quickly grow out of for presents that they'll use and have fun with for a short time at least. Ever try to think of a Christmas gift to give that will have some endurance and even some benefits with it? Well, there is one. Joining us now to reveal what this one gift idea is, all the positives it brings, and really how easy it is to give is the founder of BusyKids.com, Greg Merced. How are you today, Greg?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on, Chris.
And, of course, you can learn more about BusyKids at BusyKids.com. We've talked with Greg before about the allowance app, which I've heard from a few people that they've incorporated it into their personal finance life with their kids. And, you know, I don't know if this was the intent, Greg, but a lot of what you do that's geared for the kids becomes education for the parents as well.
You know, I think that's a great point. I think it's a great way to literally learn together because, you know, let's be honest, most parents don't kind of tout themselves as super financially savvy. So it's a great way to kind of all get on the same page and learn about things. And it is. It's a great way to get some teachable moments going.
And one of those being, as we said in the intro, there's a gift that can really keep on giving and build some financial literacy, which a lot of kids are really lacking, mainly because schools can't or don't spend time teaching it. But you have an idea about giving shares of stock to kids.
Yeah, isn't that an eye-opener? So giving shares of stock, or even better yet, letting your kid earn the money to buy those shares of stock, I think is just a fantastic idea. Because I think we can all probably agree that kids, and frankly, everybody, learns best by doing. When you're like involved in something and doing it, you learn better than if you're just kind of on the sideline. So this is a great way to teach your kids about money by giving them or having them earn and buy their own shares of stock. And you think, well, how in the world am I going to do that? Stocks, you know, if you buy a share in Amazon stock is $1,000. Kid's never going to do that.
Right.
That's why it's great to be able to participate in fractional shares of stock so that they can own a little bit of that share of stock. It doesn't matter. The principle is going to be the same, and they're going to learn about it the same way. But they're going to have some skin in the game, and they're going to just really – that's going to open their eyes. I've got two boys. One's bought Ford. One's bought Disney. And you know what they're always doing? They're like, you know, hey, my stock's doing better than your stock, you know, that kind of thing. Like, that's great. Competition within the family is fantastic because it spurs learning. So it's good stuff.
So in this case, if a kid is a fan of a certain line of apparel or sneakers, they invest in Nike, as an example. If they're a pro wrestling fan, they could buy stock in the WWE and follow that.
Yeah, so that's a great point as well. We've actually organized in our app stocks by brand. Okay, so this goes to a lot of things, but at the end of the day, very few people, especially kids, know that like Berkshire Hathaway owns Dairy Queen. But everybody knows what Dairy Queen is.
Right.
So this is a great way to learn by brand. So that's exactly right. Align their interests. You know, the boy who has Ford, guess what he likes? Mustangs and trucks. The boy who likes Disney, what does he like? He likes movies. So this is a great way to not only let them learn, but it lets them learn about something that they actually have interest in. It's great.
They also gain something, too. The idea of seeing investments increase become very addictive, and you want to have that increase more. So you pay more attention, you do more studying and research, which for even adults have to realize, too. It's so much easier. You don't need a broker to be a success in investing anymore.
Yeah, the power of education is so big. And you know what? The flip side of that is true as well. I don't think that families should fear some mistakes. And when you're buying, you know, $50 worth of Netflix stock, you know, your downside is fairly minimal. So this is a great opportunity to not only pick the right stock once in a while, but pick the wrong one, too, and watch that go down and feel a little bit of the heartburn of what happens when that kind of drops. And that's actually a good experience. I mean, wouldn't we rather have a kid have that kind of experience when they're little, then when they're gambling their retirement, right? So this is a great lesson to learn, even if the stock goes down. So truly, parents can provide an opportunity to not only teach them kind of the upside and all the benefits to the equities market or the stock market, they can also teach them the downside and get them to be a better investor by being burned a little bit once in a while. That's all good. This is all good stuff.
Talking with Greg Merced, who is the founder of Busy Kids, busykids.com, which we can download the app and learn more about what we are talking about here. And you listen to Issues and Ideas. So can you sell as well as buy, much like you could with just a regular account that a lot of us adults do?
Yes. So we've actually partnered with a company out of California called Stockpile, and you can literally buy on our platform for no fee, and you can sell within their platform for a small fee. So this is a great opportunity to really get into the market and be able to get out if you want to. But really what we'd like to do is teach kids the value of education, figure it out, do some research, buy some stock, and then hold it a while. We don't want to turn these kids into day traders right out of the gate, because we all know you try to do that very much, you're going to get burned more than likely, unless you're like really good at it, which takes a long time.
For long-term,
this is a great opportunity to do that.
Long-term investors like myself, day traders become very annoying very fast.
Exactly. Plus, we don't want to like introduce like severe anxiety into our kids when they're too little.
Yeah, that's the stuff that schools can compel and deal with. We're talking about kids here. This kind of can transfer the emotions, the highs and lows kids get from playing video games and computer games, into the real world. You know, they get psyched when they're winning and racking up points. They can get psyched when they're winning and racking up growth on their stocks. They have to realize, okay, I can't get past this level on the game. Okay, I made a wrong choice on this stock over here.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. And frankly, I think that providing our kids more of a real world situation, a real world experience, is much more beneficial than a virtual experience. I think one of the things that's making it so hard for us as parents to teach our kids about working, earning money, and then making good decisions with that money is because a lot of kids are sucked into this virtual world where they're just stuck in the couch, scrolling on Instagram or playing video games or something, and it's making it harder and harder to engage them in like reality. So we need to provide opportunities that we're using technology, because that's cool. It's a great medium to learn, but we have to give them real world experiences with that technology. And that's, I think, what Busy Kid's all about. It's like, get off the couch, go do some work, take out the trash, you know, mow the lawn, wash the car, whatever, shovel the snow in New Jersey, and then go make some financial decisions. Like, that's what we need, is real life experiences in a technologically cool way.
One would hope, too, I found this report from T. Rowe Price. They had a whole lot of questions about various aspects of personal finance. And one of the questions was, how uncomfortable are you discussing each of the following with your kids? And the list is sex, drugs, bullying, death, family finances, and terrorism. The answers are extremely uncomfortable, very, somewhat, not very, not at all uncomfortable. There are more people not at all uncomfortable talking to their kids about drugs, bullying, and terrorism than they are family finances.
You know, it's a little baffling, but you know what might be the problem is that a lot of people aren't all that great at their own personal finances. So to talk about them, they feel a little bit like, I don't know if I can talk this talk because I can barely walk the walk. And so I think we kind of need to get over that. And there's so many great teachable moments for a family to do that. Like, here's a simple tip, okay? So nowadays, you can't say, well, I got to go balance the checkbook, because we don't have checkbooks anymore. Like, nobody does that hardly. Okay, so how do we pay bills and teach kids about how much stuff costs? We're sitting there with our tablet on the couch. They might be right next to us. And we ding, get an email, and it's one of our bills. Maybe it's the electric bill. Like, that's a perfect chance to say, hey, Johnny, you want to help me pay the electric bill? You tap on it. And they look and they think, holy smokes, We live in Phoenix, and that electric bill is $700 in August. Like, it blows the kid's mind, and then they can help you pay it. Like, that's the kind of stuff that really makes a good experience and an eye-opening experience for a kid and lets you talk about it in maybe an easier way.
So take us through the steps now as far as getting a child involved in the investing through Busy Kids. What does the adult have to do as part of this whole equation?
Sure. So we've tried to make this as easy as possible. So what an adult does is literally they sign up. We pitch you the chores that we think you should give to your kids. And we also pitch you the amount we think you should pay them. And you can change any of all that stuff. But we try to make it as easy as possible based on the kid's age. So you're giving them some chores to do. They do those chores. And then every Thursday, our system will send out a text message to you and say, hey, Johnny earned $20 this week. Do you want to pay him yes or no? And all a parent does is say yes. And we initiate a transfer from your bank account that you link to us. And that pulls the money into our system and automatically allocates or spreads the money out into three big buckets, saving, sharing, and spending. And in that save bucket, that's where we facilitated the ability to go in and purchase stock. And a kid literally, once they got money in that save bucket, they can go browse and find that stock, that Disney or Ford or whatever they were, Tesla. They click on that stock and they tap in the amount that they want. Let's say it's $20. And then once again, our system sends a text message to the parent that says, Johnny wants to buy $20 worth of Tesla stock. Are you okay with that? Yes or no? And all a parent does is say yes, and that facilitates the transfer. So it's always parentally approved, but we try to make it as easy as possible to get the parent out of the way. So it really, I kind of describe Busy Kid as your kid's first job with direct deposit.
Yeah.
And that's really what we're doing.
Really?
We're facilitating them working, and then that direct deposit happens. And then they have money to go make decisions with. Like, that's how we make this, I call it invisible money. That's how we make invisible money understandable to kids because, you know, we don't have cash in our wallets and our purses very much anymore. And that's dwindling every day. So this is the way you teach them about invisible money.
Does the app keep track of the performance of the stocks? Is that something that a statement could be downloaded? Is that part of the picture?
Sure. So that is all taken care of with our partner stockpile. And so literally they'll have a link in our app that drives them to the stockpile portal where they get all that up-to-date information.
It's as easy as that. So for you listening, yeah. Why don't you incorporate this into your personal finance life? And again, it's a mutual learning experience, mutual activity, certainly a benefit for the kids. Might be something to sharpen your skills up as well. If you're not, maybe you're not investing. You're just doing traditional saving because you're stock market gun shy. This might be the catalyst to get you active as well. So check it out at busykids.com and bring it into your family's personal finance awareness and more importantly, your personal finance activity for the family as well because there's money to be made in stocks. Certainly savings in the bank and tradition, it's secure. But the growth rate, not that good versus what options are out there with a little studying, a little homework, and a better understanding, which you can easily do as a DIY family finance project. Starting point is busykids.com. Learn more about all that the app offers for savings, for allowance, for financial education for your kids, which, as we've seen study after study that we've talked about here, certainly is a need for the younger generation. Desperately a need for the younger generation. BusyKids.com is the website. We've been talking with their founder, Greg Mercek. Greg, thanks so much for, again, advancing what you've already had developed. And I'm sure there's more on the way because that's the great thing with an app. There's always room to add, to improve, and to fine-tune as well. Greg, thanks for being here today.
Thanks so much, Chris.